I'm Mary Angish, along with the man, the myth, the legend, Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Myth, that's an interesting one.
Well, Charlie, along with burgeoning gardens and things growing really well comes like common critters and pests to ruin the fun. And one of those is a particular invasive beetle.
Yes, the Japanese beetle is the bane of the summer gardener's existence, and it will be here soon. But now is the time to do some controls for it. So I could do a whole hour show on Japanese beetles, but I'm going to try to summarize it really quickly here for people. Right now, the Japanese beetle is still in that grub stage in the soil, that little C-shaped grub when you dig around in the soil. So now you can control it. And the best way to control it is with parasitic nematodes. These are microscopic little organisms you can buy either locally or through the mail, and they come in a sponge that you wring out into a pail of water, and then you use a hose end sprayer to spray it in those areas where the grubs live. And the areas where they live is where the adults were feeding last year. So around your roses, your grapes, your raspberries, your basil, all those kinds of plants. If you water it in really well, they can parasitize those grubs in the soil, and you have less adults. So that's a nice one to use. You can, of course, once the adults come out in a few weeks or so, you can start hand picking them. That always works pretty well. There is a new form of Bacillus thuringiensis, BT, that we use for cabbage worms. There's a new form of it called Galleria. And Galleria supposedly works on Japanese beetle grubs and adults. No, I haven't tried this on the adults yet, but it might be one you can try. Of course, you do have to be careful with any BT because it kills all the different types of Lepidoptera or caterpillars in that butterfly family, including the swallowtails and things like that. So watch where you spray that. The other thing, of course, you can do is use traps. And I know a lot of people have kind of sworn off traps because they seem to attract more beetles to your yard than repel or catch. And that's true because they're mostly used as a monitoring device in the commercial world, but a lot of people now use them to control the Japanese beetles. You can use them effectively, you just have to be smart about how to do it. So what you need to do is if you have a big yard, you want to keep them a couple hundred feet away from your garden so that the Japanese beetles are hitting the traps before they hit your garden. When you put them in the ground down when you're hanging them, you only want to hang them less than a foot off the ground. That's the cruising altitude of a Japanese beetle. Also, if you're in a small area, then you want your neighbors to join in on the fun. Have them trap as well, because if you're the only one trapping in a neighborhood, then they're all going to come to your yard. So if you do those types of things, then you can use those Japanese beetle traps effectively. So get out there and watch out for the Japanese beetles.
Let's answer a couple of questions. This first one from Ellen in New Haven. Ellen writes, I wish to grow lentils to harvest, not sprouts to eat. Where can I find information?
Well, yes, you can grow lentils in Vermont. They are a cool season legume, so you'd plant them like you would peas, for example, back in April. So this year it's probably too late to plant them. They take a long season to mature, so come August, September is when they're going to start maturing. They like really cool temperatures and also dry conditions when they're maturing. That's why they're commercially grown in eastern Washington, places like that, where it's dry in the summer. So that could pose a problem here in Vermont because we have very humid conditions often in August in September. But if you want to give them a try, there are some seed companies that carry them. Victory Seeds and Annie's Heirloom Seeds are two of them. And you can give them a try next year.
Scout from Someday Farm in East Dorset wants some suggestions on how to nutritionally test content manure compost piles. Any ideas?
Yes. In fact, a lot of the state land-grant university labs will test compost piles for you. Unfortunately, the University of Vermont doesn't do it any longer, but the University of Maine does. And so you can send out samples as you would a regular soil test, and they will give you the analysis of the nutrient levels of your compost pile so you can know how they're doing and if you're doing it properly and if certain piles are better than other piles.
Cool. Patricia in Cornwall once wrote in to say, I thought I was looking at big buds forming on my lilacs, but as it turns out, they are seed pods from last year's flowers. Patricia says, after a closer inspection, I did see a few new flower buds forming, but not that many. Did last year's big blooms tucker them out for this year?
Well, it could have, but if the plant hasn't been leafing out, I think this question's probably a week or two old. If you don't see leaves out there now, Patricia, then what you're probably going to have to do is a drastic pruning, meaning that you're going to cut it back to maybe a couple feet or so off the ground, cut it back pretty significantly, and try to stimulate some new growth to come out of those areas, those branches that you cut, and some new growth to come off out of the ground, some suckers to form. So hopefully that'll help it bounce back. If it's leafed out already, yay, you're all set.
Send Charlie your questions, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and find this and all our episodes in your favorite podcast app. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.